Let us stand for the opening prayer, and please remain standing for the call to worship as well. Let us pray. Lord, open our eyes to your presence, open our hearts to your sovereign reign, and open our hands for your service. To the glory of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Word of God, speak, for your servants are listening.
Word of God, speak to us this day.
Word of God, teach, for we yearn to grow in your likeness.
Word of God, speak to us this day.
Word of God, dwell in us, for we long to live as your people. Lift up your hearts, your voices unto the Lord for this opening hymn of praise, 314, In the Garden.
Amen.
Take this opportunity, welcome one another through the passing of the peace. Brother Peter, that he's going to love you. You know why I told him that, Andy? He's going to love you because you're going to love him. You're a wonderful, wonderful family, of a church family of hospitality. And right now, we want to extend hospitality to all of our children. Come forward for the children's moments. Got something special to show you here. Is full right now. Look at the kingdom of God right here. Look at the church. I tell you, Peter, I'm so excited to have them here to get to hear your witness today, brother. That this is a wonderful turnout. And I've got to add to brother Peter LeBove's witness. I've got a little, just going to be a witness for you. This is a Gideon Bible that I know my brother here recognizes. And one of the Gideons gave me this. They had an extra that I could take to institutions, brother. And I, in fact, have done that just this past week. I have a calling team, by the way. I've got a calling team, but we had some additional emergencies this week, so I wanted to make sure that I got out and made some extra calls and went to some of these care centers. And actually, this was the word of God, Warren. Phyllis, this was the word of God that we took in for Nina on Wednesday. Now, I'm going to turn, and then we'll have a word of prayer to thank the Lord for the witness of His word through Scripture. And I want to just share with you as I turn to this, when I ask folks in hospitals and care centers and such what they would like to have me read to them, Brother Peter, I think 9 times out of 10, it's always the 23rd Psalm. And in fact, that was the very scripture, the word of God, that Nina requested. So I'm going to lift this up for us, for your hearing. By the way, this is the New King James Version. I highly recommend it, the New King James Version. I was raised on the King James Version. And I still, when it comes to the 23rd Psalm, you know, Brother Peter, I'm going to look at this, and Brother Warren, I'm not sure whether they really changed that one iota, but I always use the original King James, and I think this is, I may be wrong, but I think it's the original King James for Psalm 23. But at any rate, this is the Word of God. This is the Shepherd King who gave us His witness of the faithfulness of our Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen, amen, amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. We'll make, well, it's going to be a big circle today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and thank the Lord. Thank you. Thank the Lord for his witness. It's such a fine gathering this morning, children. I'm so glad to be with you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that we have, and the Holy Scriptures that through Brother Peter LeBove and Brother Warren Reed and the Gideons, this word of comfort, the word is going out to men, women, and children here and all over the world. Where would we be without your word? We'll never have to know that, Lord God. We'll never have to know what it is to be without your presence. You are everywhere. Thank you for your presence today. Continue to anoint this service, Lord God. All to your glory, we pray, the glory of Jesus Christ, our Savior. In his name we pray. Amen. Now, children, you know the drill, and I'm going to let Brother Peter get to witness what we're about to do. I'll have Brother Dave Hummel come forward here and assist me. Brother Peter, we've got a custom here. We hand out two suckers to our children. Are any of the children here for the first time today? Just you can raise your hand if you're here for the first time. Well, then all the more reason to get you acquainted. This is our hospitality to you and to others. You get to pick out two suckers, and one of those suckers you get to keep for yourself. The other sucker, you get to hand that to somebody, and you get to witness to them. Brother Peter LeBove is going to witness to us today. You get a chance to witness. You give them that sucker. And you tell them, Jesus loves him. Yes, you get to. Yes, you do. Yes, indeed. I won't forget you. You see him there?
You have to give one of them to your friend.
That's right, son. That's right. That's it. Well done. Well, oh, look who he's giving it to. He's going to give it to you. Hey, you know, that's a fine household. Yes, indeedy. Everybody okay? Well, isn't that great? Dave, one day, there he is. One day, one of the children gave me the sucker. Karen, that was a great day. Did you have that happen to you? I just want to tell you what that meant to me, okay? So I know what it's going to mean to others when you give them that gift for the greatest gift of all, your witness of Jesus and his love. You may return to your pews. Oh, but before we do that, I got to get somebody. Katie, you want to carry the mic today for Greg? All right, the rest of you may return to your pews. Katie's going to help me today with the microphone. And Brother Peter, again, to get you acquainted with our hospitality here, we have the microphone that we're going to give to the children here. And they're going to carry that microphone to anyone in the house here, anyone in the house who has a joy that they want to share with us. And that could be, for example, a birthday announcement, wedding anniversary. It could be the witness of how Christ is strengthening you in your journey. You want to lift up that witness, that joy. Raise your hand, or it could be a concern. As I said, we've got Jerry here and bereavement, Brother Jerry. So many, Larry and their family. So many that we want to remember in prayer. Just raise your hand for those concerns as well. So joys or concerns, raise your hands. I got a fantastic team here going to bring you the microphone. Keep your hand up. Keep your hand up so they can see that hand. Joys or concerns? Yes, indeed, Judy. I want to thank Judy and Annie and all the team who are going to be serving today, by the way. I want to thank you in advance for the table fellowship.
I'd like to thank Charlie Bear and whoever helped get the dishwasher in. You don't know what, we really do appreciate it, especially today, and I know they did yesterday too. So I just like to say thank you for the trustees and the get the dishwasher in.
Amen and amen. We all say amen to that. God bless you, Charlie. God bless you, trustees. Yeah, raise the chair. Go ahead. Raise the chair.
Yeah, I just got some joys. I've been talking to some people, and I might be getting them to come here to our church. I've been doing some witnessing, and so we just leave it into the hands of the Lord now. And also, I got a concern. We had our class party last night, and we had 32 of the 43 of our class show up and their spouses last night out at Jane and Fred Gurman's house for a get-together. And one of my classmates, he lives in Van Wert. I don't know, someone might know him from around here, Dave Sheets. His wife had a drastic stroke, and she cannot talk, walk, respond, or anything. And they've had her to St. Rita's. They've had her down to Ohio State. And Dave was telling us last night it's something that's just gradually come on, and we've never heard of it before, but she is not doing well at all. She's in a nursing home, and she don't know any of the family or anything, and Dave's really having us. So keep Dave and Sharon in our prayers.
Indeed.
Sis, she's going to the 11-11 now, so she's doing better. I took her over Saturday to get her eyes checked out, and so maybe she's on her way back too.
I think that's wonderful, Dave, and I shared with Roger back, so, and I did not see, I told Randy and Karen, I didn't see Roger at the 11-11 last week. All I saw was a parking lot. If any of you, Dick, if you and Margaret went by later and saw the parking lot, I couldn't even get access. There were so many cars there, and such an attendance, a turnout, and of course, a lot of those are seniors who now need the medication to adjust, and to, you know, and they can't make it to 9:30. But Susie Baxa, you know, was she's the one who, the disciple who really made that happen. And think of all the Annie. I know Dad's thinking about if, when he can get up to it. He's going to be able to start maybe coming there. And but Susie Baxa, Roger, you're beloved. We thank you for you and your beloved and your witness for Christ that is making a difference. Thank you, Dave. Any other joys or concerns? Joys or concerns? Yes, Brother Bob. Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry. I'm sorry, Jerry. Go right ahead, Jerry.
I want to thank everyone for their thoughts and cards.
God bless you, Jerry, and our prayers continue with you. And I did see Brother Bob. Bob, you want to raise your hand for? Very good.
Just happens to be Phyllis's birthday today.
Today is her birthday. Well, we celebrate your birthday, Phyllis. I tell you, she sings like an angel, and she's bringing an angelic ministry to Brother Larry and Judy today, along with Linda Holden. They are going to serve the family there at the funeral home. Phyllis, on your birthday, bless your heart. Bob, thank you. Thank you for lifting that up. Yes.
Tomorrow is Derek's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Derek. Hey. Thank you, Shelly. Thank you much. Any other joys or concerns?
I do have a joy with Carolyn Shum. She went through her surgery okay. She's back at the Convoy Care Center. But I said this was her fourth hip replacement on that hip, but her 12th surgery on that same hip.
My goodness. Boy, Linda. Some good news, though. Good for her. Thank you, Linda.
Heather is doing good. She starts radiation tomorrow. She has 25 sessions. I think her last one with the holiday in there is like September 29th. So we're just praying that she can get through those. Another joy is Nick and Christy are back in this area away from Kentucky, so we don't have the drive. Living in Fort Wayne, and Nick is practicing starting August 11th. So.
That is awesome, Diana. Awesome. And God bless you and Bruce and Heather and the family. God bless you, Diana. Thank you for giving us that update. Sharpen your prayers for Heather, folks. Are there other joys or concerns? Isn't this a great family, Peter? Isn't this a great family? Family of God. Well, let us show an appreciation for Katie for helping us this morning. Katie, what a wonderful ministry you're a part of. Thank you, Katie. Let us turn to the Lord in silent prayer. Heavenly Father, we do lift up Jerry this morning. You know what it is to have our hearts break. Lord, you walked in our flesh. Lord, you wept at the grave of Lazarus, not because you were lacking in faith, but because now you understand this journey. You understand how tender our hearts are, and that our hearts break at a time of the passing, the death of a loved one. So, Lord, we do lift up Jerry and Ann in this their time of bereavement. We lift up Brother Larry and Judy in this time of bereavement. Nina so loved your word, O Lord, that Brother Peter will be bringing a witness for this very morning. The 23rd Psalm, the last scripture that we shared together, Lord. And what comfort, Lord, your word brought her. What comfort it will bring the family this afternoon. What comfort for Jerry and Ann. Lord, thank you for your presence, your comforting presence, Lord. Good Shepherd, continue therefore to carry your flock. No one can equal your love, Good Shepherd. Now, bless us as we pray the prayer that the Savior himself invites us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us stand to lift up this hymn from our hearts, a hymn that in many ways prepares us for the witness and the ministry of the Gideons. 599, Break Thou the Bread of Life. Let us stand together. Please be seated. I want to extend again a special thanks to Juanita. And here Harold is sick still and desperately wanted to be with Brother Peter and Brother Warren and the Gideons. He tried so hard. So remember Harold and remember Juanita during this time of illness, who has served so faithfully. Can we show an appreciation in Christ for Juanita and her service to us? Well, when Brother Warren shared that Brother Peter LeBove was going to be the speaker, I told my wife, I said, we got a superstar coming. What the Holy Spirit anoints him. And again, with humility, he comes because he as with the other brothers in the Gideons, man, this is all for the glory of God. And you just can't miss that when you hear Brother Peter's presentation. God bless you, brother. We welcome you to give the witness the ministry of the Gideons. Oh, and we do want to have a plate offering, and I forgot to get with my ushers. I was kind of running around here before. If my ushers can get our baskets out, we also want to have baskets for the ministry of the Gideons. Brother Peter, we welcome you, brother. You got it, brother. You got it. Now, I'm kind of tall, so you have to...
So... how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When I look out among you, that is how I love you, because I see Jesus the Christ. Now in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 31, after God had created man, he looked upon what he had created and he said, this is very good. So in that same vein this morning, I greet you, my very good brothers and sisters. And now I would like to present to you, perhaps introduce to all of you, what I consider as the calling card of the Gideons International Ministry. This morning, I would like to share a bibliography from God's holy word as exemplified in his inspired word, the Holy Bible. The book of Judges, chapter 6 through chapter 9, specifically. This character's name is Gideon, another perfecting example of what God has given to us to show us our way to salvation. We should never be dismayed nor discouraged, my very good brothers and sisters, because God gives his children always something to hang our hats on, so to speak. Something to put in our pockets that we can spend when we need it. I'm going now to give you an analogy of a man named Gideon and the legacy that he left to the Gideons International, of whom I am here representing this morning. Not only do we carry his name, but we are also a byproduct of his exploits. And this is what I'm talking about. God called Gideon, and we as Gideons, we believe that God has called us also to labor with love in his vineyard by placing and distributing Bibles and scripture testaments to as many as we meet and greet and into the hands of as many as will receive them, so that every man, woman, boy, and girl may know the salvation of Jesus Christ. So we intend to make our calling and election sure by flooding the world with God's holy word, as we like to consider it. We do this by placing Bibles and scripture testaments into the hands of, one by one, those that are outstretched to receive one. Now let's get back to Gideon. In the book of Judges, it was the year BCE, meaning before the Common Era. And if you like the old English terminology, BC, before Christ. That is when God sent a man named Gideon. He commissioned him. He sent him out to save Israel, to free them from the hand of the Midianites, who had them in bondage for 7 long years. I'm sure you've heard the story and remember it. Now, what's so unique about this event is that God always continues to bless his children. Even though we be disobedient, he will always hear our moanings and groanings. Yes. The story of Gideon is so important to me because as a member of the Gideons International, this lesson carries a rich legacy that was established for we his namesake, the Gideons International. Now, the most notable event in the Gideon story, of course, is when God, when Gideon mustered 32,000 men to free Israel, but God would only allow him to use 300 for the fight. And we, as Gideons, we are a Christian and professional businessmen association of many men, but we cannot be a member unless our pastor recommends us. Kind of, sort of, like what happened to Gideon. Gideon was also a man of uncertainty. Right from the start, when he was approached by the angel of God, he said, "My family is poor, and I am of a low breed in my father's house. I need to see a sign." And even though God gave Gideon three or four signs, Gideon was still scared and uncertain to do what God wanted him to do. And in comparison, we as members of the Gideons International, from time to time, we become uncertain and not sure about distributing Bibles and scripture testaments, because we don't think that we will see an immediate impact. So what did God do for Gideon? He sent him right down into the camp of the Midianites, and Gideon heard with his own ears the prophecy of God coming right out of the mouths of the enemy. And we again, in comparison, as members of the Gideons International, we hear stories that lead others to salvation and even save lives, like the life of Elliot Ossowitz. He was a Jew that was ready to kill himself when he had a Gideon Place Bible intervention. There Elliot sat in that hotel room with a revolver to his head, ready to take his life. Reflecting on the dismal dead way that he was living at that time, he had gotten married outside of the temple, and he was a devout Jew, his family. His daughter was a felon. She was serving time in prison for embezzlement. And this night was Christmas Eve. And his wife had kicked him out of the house. How could she do that? But of course, he knew it was because of infidelity. Anyway, he had the gun to his head, ready to pull the trigger, when he noticed this book sitting on the top of the TV stand in the hotel room. It was a Bible. He knew it was a Bible because of his Jewish background. He got angry. How could God come to intimidate him at this time, to stop him from doing the dastardly deed that he had intended? So he got up and he ran over to that TV stand and he knocked that Bible off the TV stand onto the floor. And you know what happened? It opened up on him.
Yes.
He was furious though at the time, so it didn't matter. He kicked that book as hard as he could to get it out of his sight up under the bed. And you know, at some hotels today, the frames that hold the mattresses, they're not steel anymore or you know, metal. They're wood frames, and they're connected to the base of the floor, and that was the case in this hotel room. So the Bible hit the wood frame and came back out at him, still opened up.
Yes.
That cut his heart. He reached down and picked it up. He looked at it. It said the Gospel of John. He didn't know anything about the Gospel of John. He was a Jew. But his eyes fixated on chapter 14, verse 27. It said, "Peace I give unto thee. My peace I leave with thee. Not as the world giveth, do I give to thee. Let your heart be not troubled, and let it be not afraid."
Amen.
My good brothers and sisters, that is what Elliot needed. Wow. He started reading the rest of John. He spent 3 days, pastor, reading the whole New Testament, convicting and convincing himself to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. And of course, you know, at the end, right now, he's reconciled back with his family, and he's also a preacher. teaching the Word of God in the state of North Carolina.
Wow.
Now, the Bible is also considered the insignia of God by we, the Gideons International. And that's why we distribute it in hotels and motels and doctors' offices and prisons, just to name a few. And we hand out the testaments to students and military servicemen and women. And we also hand them out to personal contacts. Did you know that the Bible is the best seller of all times? Ever since Johann Gutenberg put it into print in the 15th century, no other book of any kind has ever outsold it. And did you know that the Holy Bible is also the all-time classic ever written in the English language? And it has also been interpreted, translated into more languages than any other book. You know, the other day, I was driving down the street and I saw this bumper sticker on a car, and it had this big black boss letters spelled B-I-B-L-E. And between the letters it said, basic instructions before leaving earth.
Yeah.
What power of God unto salvation, huh?
Yeah.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Right now, Pastor, I'd like to switch reels.
Yes, sir.
And I would like to give you a Gideon International update. Okay, I know you've heard this before, but we Gideons feel that it is critically crucial that we let the patrons, the churches, know that because of your love tokens, there are increases in Bibles that we're distributing. There are increases in countries that we're in. And there are increases in the number of members that we have to do this work. But before I give you the update, I'd like to ask the church a favor. Would you pray for the Gideons? You see, the doors that used to be wide open to us are beginning to close. And even the ones that are closing, we're struggling to get in. Over recent years, schools, we've been confronted with schools that will not allow us to give a testament to students in the classroom setting anymore. Hospitals are making it more complicated for us to put a full text Bible at the bedstand of patients. And even our armed forces are beginning to balk at continuing to allow the Gideons to give testaments to the enlistees at military induction stations. And if you've heard recently, maybe on the news, TV, radio, that the United States Navy has recently established a new policy because of some atheistic group, Pastor.
Oh, wow.
And they are taking all of the Bibles out of over 24,000 establishments that they operate. So you can see, we really need prayer. Now, we are in 198 countries to date. We've translated the Bible into over 96 different languages. We have 288,000 men and women worldwide making the distribution of those Bibles and scripture testaments. In the United States of America, we have 128,000. Right here in the state of Ohio, we have 4,000 approximately. And guess what Van Wert is carrying? 90 dedicated men and women that are distributing throughout our community. And last year, over 1,200 Bibles and scripture testaments have been distributed. Now, there are three main ways that we garner funds to pay for the purchase of these testaments in the Bibles. The first and foremost, we Gideons ourselves. From our inception, that is what we decided to do as laymen and women for God to distribute His holy word. So we paid for all the testaments ourselves. We make a major distribution in the state of Ohio. All of the states, by the way, have Gideons. And in the state of Ohio specifically, we make major distributions once a year in a metropolitan area. Last year we were in Columbus. 55,000 Bibles and Scripture Testaments were identified to be distributed there in the metropolitan area. So what do? We go through our three sources and we see if we have enough money to purchase that amount of Bibles. And if we don't, we get in. Warren, you can attest to this. We go into our pockets and we come up with the rest of the money. Our second primary function is from the churches. Glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
One of our members, his pastor, knew we were getting ready to make a distribution in the neighborhood. And he said, can the church make a donation to supplement and buy the Bibles to put in the neighborhood?
Yes.
And, of course, that spawned a whole new era. And today, we can't do it without you. I mean, we did thousands of Bibles ourselves. But with you, we are doing millions. 14.5 million last year. And our third source of revenue, of course you're familiar with it, the Gideon Card Bible program, the greeting cards. You have the display here at the church. And what a way to dedicate a Bible in the name of a loved one, either past or maybe one that is sick or ill or shut in, or one that have achieved some accomplishment, to dedicate a Bible in the name of a loved one. And that's how you can do and help the Gideons through usage of those greeting cards. Pastor, Greg, I love you. You know
love
why
you.
I love you? Because I see Jesus Christ in you.
Thank you, brother.
And
I
God,
you.
And I you. Hallelujah. And may God continue to bless Convoy United Methodist Church. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Peter.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Praise the Lord.
Me.
You have blessed us. You have blessed us. Well, our expectation—he has exceeded our expectations. I was already expecting a great deal, but the Lord has anointed him with the Lord's Holy Spirit, and it has been great to be here. I am concerned with the report, the updates that you gave us with the military. You know, when I was trained in preaching, and there is training that goes at the seminaries. But one of the elements of preaching, of the proclamation of the word, if it's genuine, then it will also sharpen the edge of urgency, the professors would say. Has it sharpened the edge of urgency? Brother Peter, you have today. We're going to need to sharpen those prayers for these concerns. Thank you, Brother Peter. Now, again, there will be the plate offerings. I want to thank Larry. I see Larry out there. Thank you, Brother Larry, who've covered the entrance exits with the basket, so you can also contribute there. And my goodness, you know, Brother Warren, forgive me, because I mean, think of the occasion after occasion where we could use those cards that Brother Peter was talking about, and they're right here in your church. They're beautiful cards, but you get a chance to place a Bible too. Remember those as well. Now at this time, we invite the ushers to come forward to assist us in the morning offering. Let us pray together. Wise and loving God, you have given us a heritage of faith. You show us the ways of wisdom that lead to life and peace. We are rich in your blessings. With grateful hearts, we offer you our gifts that they may enable your work of justice and mercy. We offer you our very selves that we may walk in your ways of understanding and wisdom. Amen. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Larry. Now remember to remember Brother Peter in your prayers. He's going to come down. Now Dave Humble's going to guide him down to the 1111. Again, Roger and Susie helped to found that ministry over 12 years ago, Brother Peter. And there will be a gathering ready to receive this witness. But do remember us in prayer. Let us close with that hymn 569, "Weave a Story to Tell to the Nations."
Thank you.
Now may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.